的很好。When we belong, I can be like another tree.Just whisper that name, Jesus. The love with which you rescued that girl, one hand was already lost. Could have gone to two, then three, then the third, then the leg, then another leg. Then the rest is her whole life.Only God has kept her alive. She could have died by suicide since. Only God. Lift your hands. Jesus, that same Jesus, is extending his love, extending his compassion, extending his hand of love on your life. Receive it now.Then whisper Jesus. Receive his compassion. Receive his mercy. Receive his delivering grace right now. In Jesus' precious name. Please be seated.
See
Isaiah chapter 11. The season is getting a bit hot, very, very hot. We trust God to do something about this immediately. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow. Out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his ears, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. The Lord bless his word in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We are looking at the Spirit of wisdom, and I'll trust God to be as sharp as I can. We have seen that wisdom, we have as an objective understanding the Spirit of wisdom and also understanding access to divine wisdom by the Spirit of God. We saw in the first two services that wisdom is a critical requirement, crucial and vital for life and destiny. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost identified practically and perfectly with wisdom. In Jude, verse 25, chapter 1, there's only one chapter, we came across the only wise God. The all wise God. Romans 16:27, the same. Jude 1:25, to the only wise God. Jesus Christ is called the wisdom of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24 and 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and in verse 30. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom. In Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9. When Moses laid hands on Joshua, he released upon him the Spirit of wisdom. Notable personalities in Scripture walked in wisdom. First, David. The Bible said in 1 Samuel chapter 14, 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 20, regarding David, the woman said, to fetch about this form of speech, as thy servant Job done this thing. And my Lord is wise, talking about David, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all things that are done in the earth. Wise, according to the wisdom of the angel of the Lord. Paul the apostle walked in wisdom. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 15, it said, an account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. So we saw Moses walked in wisdom, Joshua walked in wisdom, David walked in wisdom, Solomon walked in wisdom. Daniel walked in wisdom. Paul the apostle walked in wisdom. The Father is the only wise God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom. Jesus is the wisdom of God. That means wisdom is very seriously necessary. What is wisdom? We have looked at 8 points so far. To go over them will be very tedious. So I'm going to go straight to 4 definitions of wisdom for this service. The wisdom of God. Number one, the wisdom of God is supernatural access to the will, plan, and purpose of God. Is supernatural access to the will, plan, and purpose of God. When people possess wisdom, they have access to the will of God. They have access to the plan of God. They have access to the purpose of God. The wisdom of God will make you know what to do with your life and not waste your life in the wrong endeavor as a young man and as a young lady. The wisdom of God will make you know who to spend the rest of your life with. When you see who can be your wife, you know. When you see who cannot be, you know. When you see who can be your husband, you know. When you see who cannot be, you know. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 9. He said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So, the thoughts of God is what we call the wisdom of God. When you have access to the thought or the mind of God, you just got access to the wisdom of God. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 said, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end." For someone here today, you shall end well. The plan of the enemy for your life shall not succeed. The agenda of hell concerning your life shall not succeed. The plan of God for your life, that shall stand. You believe that? Say the loudest amen. So the wisdom of God is supernatural access to the divine will, plan, and purpose of God. Number 2, which is number 10 actually for today. The wisdom of God is access, supernatural access, to divine inspiration and ideas. Divine inspiration and ideas. Life-changing ideas. Frustration-destroying ideas. Even wealth creation ideas. The wisdom of God ushers you into the realm of life-changing ideas. World-governing ideas. Frustration-destroying ideas. Wealth creation ideas. Through such ideas, Jacob accumulated wealth in the house of Laban. The idea to paint wood. Genesis chapter 30, verse 37 to 43. We can't read that. He painted poplar wood by a strange idea, a strange inspiration. And by so doing, he multiplied his flock by divine ideas. Job chapter 32 verse 8. It says, "For there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding," or "giveth them wisdom." Strange ideas. All of a sudden, one idea just catapulted your life. John chapter 6 verse 6. Jesus could not be stranded because he knew what to do. "Before this month is over,
I announce and I prophesy to somebody, a life-changing idea that will change your own life is coming your way. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. A life-changing idea is coming your way. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
For somebody here today, an inspiration that will put your name as a major key player in this generation. One inspiration is coming your way. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. What is the wisdom of God, number three? The wisdom of God is this, is supernatural ability for witty inventions. Witty inventions. Witty inventions. The realm, the wisdom of God launches people, establishes people in the realms of inventions and innovations. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. He said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. That is, I am wisdom and I unravel inventions. By that invention, David invented music equipment in 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 5. And we already saw David, wise as the angel of God, in 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 20. Witty inventions. You bring about things in your generation that did not exist before. One of our members in the church showed me something in the office yesterday. A member of, I think, the Lagos church. How he has a system where you can operate literally like an ATM without connecting anything to you. That is, you are carrying it along with yourself. I don't know where the waves come from. It's into partnership with some people from outside this country. They are about to launch it. And we are in the realms, we are in the season where God is going to show members of the church. Because if you know that 99% of the inventions in this world came from minds in the church. Michael Faraday of electrolysis. Isaac Newton of mechanics. Offered Newton's laws of universal gravitation, of differential calculus, and all the things we know. I mean, he's the father of mechanic, of machines, anything that moves. The man was a preacher. He was a theologian first and foremost. He wrote more books about the Bible than he wrote on physics and mathematics. Am I communicating? And we are knowing that those days are coming back to the church again. R.G. Lotonor, that invented the earth moving machines and also the armored vehicles that were used in the Second World War. Inventor, business magnate, earth moving equipment, was a child of God, a chronic titer. Simpson, Dr. Simpson, the obstetrician and gynecologist, that invented modern anesthesia from chloroform. Solid child of God. And several of them, we can be continue to name them after the other. Humphrey Davy, that Michael Faraday served with, professor. Several of them, chemist and inventor. These were solid children of God. And there is this black American man who got over 300 to 400 inventions from granite. I'm forgetting it. Forget Washington Carver. American botanist and inventor. Solid child of God. He said when he sits in his laboratory, it's as if an angel or somebody would draw a curtain And he'll begin to look. And all the things he's seen is what he can use granite to do.
He's in the laboratory in the physical, but he started seeing into the realm of the spirit.
Two worlds at the same time. Invention belongs to God. It belongs to the church.
And I am here announcing to somebody, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, something that will change your own generation is going to come out of your life. God is going to use you to change the world in a positive way. You believe that, shall the Lord say amen. And all the young people in this house, I want you to know that you are the future of this generation. You are the eyes of the future of this generation. And God is going to use you to make things, to produce and release results that will change your world at an early age. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat. The wisdom of God imparts the ability for witty inventions. 12 or 4. The wisdom of God imparts the ability, listen to this, for the decomplication of complications. 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 And dissolving of puzzles.
The wisdom of God causes a decomplication of complications and the dissolving of puzzles. What is the meaning of that? Through the wisdom of God, what was once complex is made simple, and what used to be a puzzle becomes unraveled. That's the wisdom of God. Everybody, nobody knows what to do about the matter. You show up, bam, it's dissolved. Daniel chapter 5. And in verse 12,
it said, for as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar, was found in the same Daniel. Ashad. Dissolving of doubts. In John chapter 8, verse 6 to 11, we saw how Jesus decomplicated the matter of the woman that was caught in adultery, as far as they were concerned. In the very act, he decomplicated it. Master, should we stone her or should we not stone her? Law of Moses, we should stone her. As far as they were concerned, there was no answer Jesus will give that will be correct. If Jesus said, don't stone her, the people would turn to him and say, stone him, he is a liar. We thought you said you were a Messiah. You who came to say you came to give life, you are not asking them us to kill the woman. Kill this man, he's a liar. If Jesus says, stone him, they will still say, kill him. He's against the law of Moses. The Bible says anybody who is against the law of Moses should be stoned. Stone this man. It wasn't the woman they were looking for. It was Jesus they were looking for. Did you hear what I just said? It was not the woman they were looking for. It was Jesus they were looking for. Our law said he should be stoned. What do you say? They were looking for what to catch and ruin him. It was Jesus they were looking for. The woman was just an innocent victim. Otherwise, the Pharisee man would have been there. Since she was caught in the very act, acting by herself,
Is it the spirit of masturbation or something? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Then Jesus said, I won't say kill her. I will not say don't kill her. The first person that will stone her should be the person who has never sinned in his life. What? Anybody who has not sinned in his life, cast the first stone. Be sincere enough to say you have not lied before. That one hit them below the belt. He paralyzed them hands down. They began with the eldest, who has been sinning since childhood. He left first. They kept on going age by age until the woman was left alone. Woman, where are thine accusers? He said, I can't see them. Neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more. Woman, don't misunderstand me. I am not supporting what you did. But this whole issue is not about you. It's not you they were looking for. Just ensure you don't do it again. Don't give the devil another chance. But as for me, that they came to catch, they couldn't catch me. Am I communicating? The next time they set a trap for you, you shall escape it. And every trap that has ever caught you before now, I declare it is scattered by the power of God.
If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. I speak my prophecy to someone here today. Whatever is looking currently complex, you don't know which way to turn. You don't know what to do about it. Before the next 3 days, I declare the release of wisdom. The release of direction. Some marital matters, you don't know what to do. Financial career matters, you don't know what to do. Financial matters, obligations, you don't know what to do. Under the next 3 days, you will know what to do.
Somebody came to me some time ago. He's in a position where he awards jobs to people. Jobs in 5 zeros, 6 zeros, 7 zeros, 8 zeros, 9 zeros, 10 zeros. He had made him and somebody, he had agreed with somebody. Somebody has done him a favor and he has promised the person the job to award. And the person has done him a genuine favor. But he now realized that this person will not do the job. He will eat the money. But he has promised the man that he will. And the man has already done him the favor. And he's going to give him the job. But he knew the man will eat the money. He said, I have been cracking my head. I don't know what to do. I already promised I can't go back on the promise. So he sat and I gave him 3 sentences. Number one, this. Number two, do this. Number three, tell the man you will give him the job, but let him do this and that and that and that as the condition for the job award. It is part of the condition of the job. He said, this thing that I've been having sleepless night, you solved it under 5 minutes. He said, you solved it under 5 minutes. Somebody called me from China. I said, this is his problem. On the phone. I'm about to. What do I do now? I answered him on the spot. He said, excuse me, sir. Did you prepare for me? Did you know I was going to ask this answer? Ask this question so you had the answer before I asked. I said, no. The spur of the moment by the mercy of God. Anything that is complex around you now. 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 I prophesy today in the name of Jesus. By the wisdom of God, it is dissolved. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is the way of wisdom? I've given 12 definitions of wisdom today. 4 in the first service, 4 in the second service, 4 in the third service. Please go through them. Third service, third. Very soon, maybe fourth, but third service. What is the secret of wisdom? What is the way of wisdom? If I want wisdom, what do I do? Number one, ask the Lord at the place of prayer for wisdom. Ask the Lord at the place of prayer. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. God, I am at a crossroad. I'm at a junction. I don't even know what to do at this place. I need your help. I need your mercy. And he will hear you. Second, access wisdom. Access the wisdom of God by the help of the Spirit. Now you can combine these two. Take a 3-day fast. Lord, I'm at a junction. I need your wisdom on my marital matter. I need your wisdom on my business matter. Materials that you can get on wisdom, messages. Be Wise and Rise is a book we wrote on wisdom. 10 Principal Secrets of Principal People is another book on wisdom. It used to be called Wisdom Ways. 21 Foolish Things People Do. The book of Proverbs is the master book on wisdom. You go through praying, fasting. What step do I take? What move do I make? Which direction should I face? And the Lord will show you. Lift up your right hand everywhere. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. Just one moment before we pray again. The heat situation and the heat season we have stepped into, we trust God to do something immediately, and I believe that the Lord will help us. I was not paying attention to the last two testimonies. The one of the girl that was totally blind. Please let her come up 1 minute. And then the one that was healed of the deafness that is pregnant. My great pain was, this is a girl that was born without committing any crime. She is born a sickler. They began to treat her for sickle cell anemia. And in the course of this treatment, a medicine that was meant to bring her health became an addiction drug. Addicted until one hand is amputated. When she wanted to lift her hand to worship God, and only one hand lifted, my tears broke. What? What? Oh. If God did not interrupt, then how far would the devil have gone? Then how many are in this condition worldwide? That we don't know anything about and we haven't done anything. God will help us to help our generation. I think they must have gone because they came for the first, second service and they were healed inside the second service. So it's possible they may have gone after their testimony. Probably they waited because of the testimony.
Well, if we have Owagoi in the sanctuary, Owagoi Ame, the one who took the test.
And you said that she was pitch black.
Totally.
Pitch black blind.
Total, sir.
She was led here by hand.
Yes, sir. The people led her.
And in the course of the ministration, what happened? What happened before she became blind?
Well, muscle that she felt a sensation like 3 or 4 days ago on both eyes.
Okay.
And then she just scratched the eyes. Then it began to progressively deteriorate.
Okay.
Until she became totally blind.
Okay.
Now, in the course of the service, she said, while declarations were on, she saw melon seed falling off like scales from the eyes. And then the sight became crystally clear.
Wow. Give the Lord the praise. Everything that is closed in your life opens today. She was in tears yesterday at the ground as she heard sound for the first time. Okay. One.
Yes.
Two.
Yes.
Papa.
Yes.
Papa.
Yes.
Papa.
Papa.
Mama.
Papa.
Baba.
Papa.
Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What is clear is that the sound is clear. And then the speech is being formed. Stand up on your feet right now. And if there is anything that the devil has closed in your life, they are opening right now. Lift up your two hands and ask God for the release on you of the spirit of wisdom. Open your mouth and speak to God now. Church, you know that this song is your song. This song. Holy Spirit, come. Do you remember? Do you remember when the song came out for the first time? At the youth camp, where? Youth camp, where? You forgot. NYC camp in Kupua. That was where it came. Just on the spot, right in the camp. So I'd like you to sing it with passion. Lift your hands and let's sing. Holy Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit, come.
Come and have your way.
Holy Spirit, come.
Come and change my life.
Holy Spirit, come.
Come and have your way.
Holy Spirit, come.
Come
and change my life.
Come and have your way.
Come and change my life.
Come and have your way.
Come and change,
come and change.
Come and have your way.
Up your two hands everywhere you are.
Come and have your way.
Spirit of the living God, come upon the people as the spirit of wisdom. While we are in the mood of trying to receive, if you are here today and you need Jesus as Lord over your life, you want your sins forgiven, you want to be genuinely born again, carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and quickly rush to the frontier to make it right with Jesus. Quickly, at the count of seven, quickly, while the rest of us begin to ask God for the baptism of the Spirit of Wisdom. One, quickly, two, three.
No one is in need.
Keep coming.
Of a touch of
come and get born again. Quickly.
To build the whole earth.
Quickly, quickly.
With the power of God. I'm available.
One.
To be used of you.
Two.
All I need, oh Lord.
Three.
Is a touch from the Lord is in me.
The Lord is in me.
For
the touch of God
to fill the whole world
with
the power of God. I'm available
to be used of you.
To be used of you.
All I need. Place your hand on your chest and lift the other hand up and say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I receive. Say louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. I come before you today. Deliver me, Lord, from the power of sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken, and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name.